Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Despite being an underdog, Tom Brady won his seventh Super Bowl in his first season with the Buccaneers. Tampa controlled most of the game and never gave up the lead after going up 7-3. Brady finished with three touchdowns and just over 200 passing yards in the win. Patrick Mahomes really couldn't get the Chiefs' offense moving and threw two picks without finding the end zone once. Fox Sports NFL analyst Michael Vick is with us now. Mike, what a game yesterday. In your opinion, what is the biggest reason the Bucs won this one?
Jenny, it was an amazing game, and I enjoyed every minute of it on both sides for everything that transpired. But I think the biggest reason that this game was won, and I know we talked about Todd Bowles all morning. I know everybody's talking about Todd Bowles and the defense, but you know, you got to give some credit to Byron Leftwich too. And you know, also Tom Brady. But I'll say this, you know, when they started to run the football, they came out in the first drive and they went three and out. And I think they may have run it once and they passed it twice. I don't know the sequence of plays, but I was saying to myself, this is the wrong formula. If they don't sustain a running game or get a run game going, they're going to give the ball to Patrick Mahomes and this could turn into a high-scoring shootout game. Second possession, they run Ronald Jones. I think it started with Ronald Jones and Dan Fournette. He finished it off, but the run game became existent. All of a sudden, the play action became evident. You know, it was there. It was, you know, something that they relied on continuously throughout the first half. And then they found the comfort zone, and that comfort zone was created by the play calling. And I think Brady benefited from it. I think the entire offense benefited from it. And then everything was just smooth sailing from there. Kept Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. It kept them off balance. They couldn't get into a rhythm, and especially the way they was wounded and didn't have the guys, you know, up front needed to win this game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers did everything in their power to keep Patrick Mahomes at bay, and they did it right. So as much credit as we give Todd Bowles, rightfully so, got to give a lot of credit to Byron Leftwich and the job that he did calling the plays for Tom Brady.
Well, you know, give Byron his credit, but none of this is possible without that defense doing what it did. They made Patrick Mahomes look like a very average quarterback, and over the 3 years since he's been starting, we know Pat Mahomes is anything but average. He looked pedestrian. He looked mundane. He looked confused. He did not look like the best quarterback in football last night. That was, and think about this, Mike. They lined up in cover two and says, you can't beat us. And you know this as a quarterback. You don't throw teams out of cover two. You run them out of cover two. You got to force them to drop that safety down, because if they don't have to drop that safety down, they can get home with four. That means they got seven in coverage. Now, you got seven in coverage, and they're forcing Mahomes to scramble around. It's not like he's running back there and they've got to find holes. He's running 10, 15, 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, throwing the ball off balance. He made two spectacular throws. I don't believe any other quarterback that could have made those throws. And he hit the guys right in the face mask with the ball. In situations like that, you got to find somebody to make a play for you. But Todd Bowles doing this says, you know what, guys? I believe we can play cover two. I believe JPP, Shaq, Sue, those guys, Vita Vea, I believe they can get home. And we can get home without having to sacrifice the back end. You go back and look at history. Skip, I forgot about the Seattle Seahawks and what they did to Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl. That was another demolition.
It was.
But you have to put this right up there.
Skip, yep.
They didn't get in the end zone. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Patrick score a touchdown.
Mike, Patrick Mahomes.
They had it. I don't mean to cut you off, Shay, but I just think it was the wrong game plan.
Yeah,
by Andy Reid. And
you can
don't
run
see
it.
That too often. Yeah, you couldn't run it because you had so many offensive linemen out. You couldn't pass protect because, you know, the continuity on the offensive line, it was just gone. And look, I heard Skip say it earlier, you know, football guys got to be on your side and the injury guys got to be on your side throughout the course of a season. And they lost that battle.
Okay, my turn. I've been trying to warn both of you guys about this team and this quarterback for several weeks on this show. There's just something about Brady in these biggest moments that he can lead a team by example and just by his mere presence to play at levels that are even over their heads. And that's what I saw last night. I saw a team that Brady's mere presence and leadership had been brought to a boil right on schedule. They were hotter, they're nastier on defense, they're more physical, and they were playing with more precision on offense than Kansas City has been playing with for about, what's it been, 10, 12 weeks? Mm-hmm. Kansas City was on borrowed time. Kansas City was on its 10th or 11th or maybe 12th life this year because they just kept walking that tightrope, and Shannon kept saying, well, did they win? Yep. They won, but they didn't win convincingly. They didn't win in any spectacular fashion that they're capable of winning. While the Bucs had gone on the road against the number 2 defense in Washington, the number 4 defense in New Orleans, and the number 9 defense at Lambeau, and they kept scoring 30-plus points. And so I wasn't shocked they put up 30. But I thought this defense could do a number on Mahomes if they could get to him, which they did right from the start with 4. And as young as the secondary is, and it's a bunch of 22 and 23-year-olds, they just sat back and said, you will not get behind us. And I thought they reduced Patrick Mahomes to looking, as Shannon said, pedestrian. And this is my one issue. This is the flip side of Tom Brady is Patrick Mahomes. I know he's more fun to watch, but he gets away with, as Michael Vick will attest, to near murder at quarterback because he's throwing balls. He threw balls all night long last night that nobody would teach, nobody would coach, and he has such arm talent and such confidence in his arm that he almost gets away with them. He almost got picked off about 5 other times than he did get picked off twice. So I don't love that style of quarterback because it's too risky. And again, you can play that way when you're young because it's that blissful ignorance where nothing ever goes wrong. I'm going to be real interested to see how he bounces back from this one because this was the worst beating he said he's taken since high school.
Yeah.
Okay? So now... When you know how it is when you're a young player and nothing goes wrong. Michael knows how it felt in Atlanta for a while. And then all of a sudden you have one of those games where you say, huh? Wait a second. That happened to me? Yeah, that happened to you last night. And maybe in the back of your mind you're saying, I don't know if I can throw this sidearm. I don't know if I can throw this no look because you lose some faith because you realize they kicked your butt on both sides of the ball.
Skip, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he'll lose any faith. I think he believes that if I'd have had my offensive line, this game would have been totally different. If I have Eric Fisher at left tackle, if I have Mitchell Schwartz at right tackle, if I have the guy that opted out, the doctor that opted out for COVID in Canada, if I have my guys, I like my chances to win this ball game. But because I didn't, I don't think he changes anything, nor do I think he should. Skip, he had to make those plays. A lot of that sidearm stuff, a lot of the things that he was doing yesterday was out of necessity. And when the offensive line, I mean, when you take you're in the shotgun, and by the time you hit your third foot back, your third step backpedaling, and you got to dodge Shaq Barrett, or you got to dodge Dominican Sue, and you got to start retreating 20, 30 yards, it makes it very difficult for you to play the quarterback position, Mike.
Yeah, these are definitely uncharted waters for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They haven't been through this type of turmoil or got beaten like this probably since he's taken over for Alex Smith. But you know, I look back at, you know, just the sequence of games in the last, you know, 6 or 7 weeks. The Kansas City Chiefs had 2 bye weeks, if you think about it, with the Super Bowl and then the bye week coming into the playoffs. And, you know, I don't think that bodes so well for them. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, they won the last 3. They finished hot, you know, and then they went into the playoffs and then Breeze, you know, they took out Breeze, Mahomes, and you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, in a 4-week stretch. So, you know, the team stayed hot. You know, they understood and knew exactly what it took to win these football games, and they knew how to win. They learned how to win together. They gelled. And I think it was because of that stretch at the end of the season, they was able to go into the postseason and wreak havoc. And the Kansas City Chiefs was just the last and final team to get that beat down, and it was evident to the world last night.
Skip, they had 3 bye weeks. Remember, they took the last week off of the season.
They did.
Mahomes didn't play. True. Kelsey didn't play. Tyreek didn't play.
Okay.
Then they had the bye week, and then they had another bye week.
Okay. Now, back to Brady. I know the theme of the day is let's not give Brady too much credit. Let's give it to Leftwich. Let's give it to Todd Bowles. Let's give it to Devin White. I'm good with that because Brady doesn't need any credit. But I'm going to give him a little more than you guys have, because the thing about Brady is he has no Super Bowl ego. He doesn't need to throw for a playoff record 505 yards because that lost him a game. He doesn't need to throw a party to show you that he's better than Patrick Mahomes. He just needs to win the game and win it convincingly. So what did he do last night? Well, they come out and they try to take away Mike Evans and they try to take away Chris Godwin. And he says, well, I got this old guy named Gronk who used to be called the GOAT. I'll just feed Gronk. I'll feed the beast and show you the beast can still beast on anybody. And I'll throw some to AB and I'm going to throw some to my new friend, little Lenny, and who's not so little, as in Leonard Fournette. And I will hurt you with those 3 if you take away my 2. As I told Shannon earlier, Michael, If you told me Mike Evans wound up with 1 catch for 31 yards and that Chris Godwin had 2 catches for 9 yards, I'd say, uh-oh. No, because he will take whatever you will give him and he will pick you to pieces. And he didn't turn the ball over and he made some nice throws to Gronk when they were utterly needed.
Right.
Everything that he did was right on time. So, again, his QBR was much higher than Mahomes because he played a much cleaner game than Patrick.
Well, I thought the thing, Skip, was they were able to do because they were able to run the football so effectively, and now the play action. Tom Brady had more play action than any other time, I think, in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yep.
So he's tremendous at play action.
Yep.
So now...
He, by the way, 10 of 13 for 135 and 3 touchdowns, all play action. All play action.
Exactly.
Which didn't exist in the offense until they're late in the season by week 13.
So when you
Say this.
Go ahead, Mike.
And then I'm gonna cap it off.
No, I'm just saying when you can do that, Skip, the play action is so what he's so good at is that you can go 21 or 29 for 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and not have the game like, oh man, did you see Brady? But the thing that Brady has learned to master is that you're right. I don't need 400 yards. If 200 yards gets the job done, well, 200
matter.
Got the job done.
And by the way, he didn't get enough credit. He's the greatest play faker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He fools me sometimes with his play fakes.
Got him.
Yep. Go ahead, Michael.
And it's why Tom's the GOAT. And we will never witness that we have to be thankful to be able to watch Tom Brady in this era play for, you know, 2 teams, you know, 2 different conferences, win, you know, 7 Super Bowls. We'll never see this again. I don't think in our lifetime he's the greatest of all time. I don't think there'll ever be another quarterback, you know, mark my words, to win 8 Super Bowls, unless it's Brady. He's the only one that can do it. I don't think nobody ever get close. You know, I think that conversation is over. I think we can slam the door on it. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. And I think the next couple generations as they come, you know, they can chase it, but they'll never get there. But it's certainly a great opportunity to be able to chase a man like Tom Brady and all his accomplishments.
Well, you know what? In 40 years from now, somebody will diminish it, Skip, because it's like Bill Russell. We didn't see Bill Rendo championship. So they go, somebody go win like 4 or 5. Somebody go win like 4 or 5. Like, well, Tom, man, they weren't playing no football back then.
They didn't even have face masks back then.
But You're right, but I just think the thing is, what's going to make it so hard, Skip? Tom has been to 10, and he's won 7. Do you know how many you're going to probably have to get to? Because he's, I mean, what he did is winning like 70%. Normally, you don't win 70% of the Super Bowls that you play, no. Skip. No. Especially once you get to a certain number.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to have to get to like level to 12 just to have an opportunity. I don't know if somebody can get to 11 or 12.
Is when you actually sit down and think about it, you're right, Mike. Greatest of all time. We're witnessing history in the making, and it has been a pleasure to watch. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes not going to be happy about that loss yesterday. Was last night one of Patrick Mahomes' worst career games. Mike, we appreciate your time, and we'll check in with you soon.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com, reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Black History Month is a perfect time to reflect on all of our Black heroes. To change the world, you must first change your world. And no one has changed my world more than my father, Charles Vernon Wiley, a man who has seen a lot of change in this world from a childhood in a segregated South in the 1940s to present day as a recent retiree after 45 years of service. No matter what would occur over the years, my father would highlight what should always stay the same, which is to focus on family as your foundation. In a world seeking to invent newer products and better things, it's important to recognize those who are simply committed to producing better people. Salute to my hero that showed me that more action comes with less words, and for highlighting the most powerful creator of change in this world, the foundation of it all that produces people of character, the family. Salute, Pop Duke.
Guys, Patrick Mahomes, well, he struggled against the Tampa defense, completing only 26 passes on 49 attempts and throwing two picks in the 31-9 loss. Mahomes did pass for 270 yards, but failed to find the end zone all game. So, Shannon, this is your guy. Please give Mahomes a letter grade for his performance.
I'm just grading this test. He's taken a lot of tests, and he's aced them, a lot of them. But this test, he failed. He got an F.
Oh.
There's no way around it.
Shannon Sharp gives my homeboy an F.
No.
Love it.
Ooh. Shannon Sharp will always be fair. I mean, a lot of people think I don't like their team or don't like a certain player, but I'm going to call it like I see it. Mm. My homeboy's failed this test. Now, he's aced a lot of tests in the regular season and the playoffs, but not this one.
Mm.
He got pressure. He was off early, and I said this had to happen. He needed to be off a little early, and he was. He missed a few throws. Then the pressure, it just started coming. He threw two interceptions. Six times they got the ball to the 30-yard line of the Buccaneers, and they came away with 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough.
No.
He's too good to allow that to happen. And he never put Tampa in a situation where they had to do anything other than do what they were doing. Maybe if they get the ball, maybe if they can get the ball game tied up and they can say, no, we got to come out of this cover. He's found a rhythm. We got to come out of this cover too. But never made him. He never put Tampa in fear. And they were able to do what they wanted to do defensively. And it's just disappointing considering how great he is and how I believe he'll bounce back. But the test last night, Super Bowl 55 test that was given to Patrick Mahomes, he got a failing grade.
Thank you for your objectivity, Mr. Sharp. Maybe it's that bow tie today. I don't know.
Well, actually, I came out here to glow. You know, I thought I was going to be all, you know, nice and deep. I would go down and, hey, you were sitting there with Tom Brady there.
You know, I thought about borrowing your goat mask today because I think I deserve to wear it
you
today.
You deserved it to go
today. But during the pandemic, that would probably not be a great idea.
Right. I'll get you your own goat mask.
You have preempted me on your grades because I was thinking going into this, well, I'm going to grade Mahomes as harshly as you always grade Brady.
Yeah.
When he loses, he's flunk, 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 FFF.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, FFFFF.
Yeah.
So I went all the way to a D as in dog for Mahomes' performance, and I thought that was over harsh, but you won up to me. But my point is, by his lofty standards, a lot of people have already put him on the GOAT pedestal, as in he's obviously eye test greatest of all time. We've never seen anything like this. The arm talent, the no looks, the left-handed passes. I keep waiting for behind the back and between the legs. He's got the greenest light in the history of quarterbacks from the coach who went up in the draft, moved up in the draft to snatch him 10th overall.
Yep.
And it was a great pick because he has lived up as an MVP and a Super Bowl champion and MVP. But I thought he was subpar last year, and he got away with it with a late third-quarter interception in the Super Bowl against San Francisco and an early fourth quarter. They were down 20-10 both times. Then we had that fateful play on 3rd and 15 from their 35, in which I thought he basically just closed his eyes with a rusher right in his face and threw it up for grabs in the left flat, and Tyreek had to stop, come back, wave for a fair catch, and fair catch it for a 44-yard gain that changed the whole Super Bowl.
Right.
He was fortunate last year. He was up against a Garoppolo in the fourth quarter who went 3-for-11 for a grand total of 36 yards with an interception, missed Emmanuel Sanders with a late throw in which he had a step on the defender at the goal line, and it could have won the game. It could have changed the game. Mahomes would have gotten the ball back with a minute and a half left. Maybe he could have gone Brady and pulled it out against Jimmy Garoppolo last night.
Right.
This was Tom Brady on Tom's home turf. So my problem with Mahomes was he did miss some early throws. And I thought, because this kid's got guts, he's got moxie, I thought he started to flinch in the pocket a little bit after they got to him early. I thought he started, as they say, seeing ghosts and bailing a little before he needed to. I did not see him stand strong and say, I'm going to hit this quicker route to Kelsey, whoever it was, to try to maintain ball control, because he was like, I'm going to bail, I'm going to scramble, and I'm going to make the spectacular play.
Well, the problem is, Skip, is that in that situation, they don't have a lot of quick throws. Everything is to push the ball down the field.
Yep.
So he needs time to do that. And see what they're doing, when you can play cover two and you can drop seven, all the quick throws are taken by your three linebackers that's playing underneath.
And those two linebackers can really cover.
They can fly.
Because Levante was all over Kelsey much of the night.
Yes.
And I give him high credit for that.
Yes, yes. So it makes it. Now, Skip, granted, I think you and I both believe that the test that Mahomes was taking was a little bit more difficult than the test Brady was taking, because the defense that Mahomes was up against was a lot more stiffer.
I will give you that. He was pressured 24 total times, which was a Super Bowl record. Brady was pressured 5 times. I'm going to give you that. He's down his 2 tackles, but he is so overhyped to me. He's on such a lofty pedestal that I did expect more from him, even under those dire circumstances.
I just thought, I expected more, Skip. I just thought there were some throws. And like I said, he didn't get any help early. And I think in a situation like that, when a quarterback, your quarterback's struggling, sometimes, Skip, you just need to make a play for him.
So because they had roared back, obviously, at home against the Texans and roared back against the Titans in the AFC Championship game and roared back from 20-10 down the fourth quarter against San Francisco in the Super Bowl, I'm still thinking, this is still going to be a football game, and it's going to go down to the wire as we entered the fourth quarter. It was still 30. It was already 31-9 at that point, and there was a key play that caught my eye, maybe not yours. It was 2nd and 9 at the 11-yard line. So Mahomes has got it in striking distance, and he scrambles to his right, and he had DeMarcus Robinson. That's a pretty easy throw, and he just missed him.
Yeah.
That's one where I thought he's open.
I would have threw that to Tyreek.
Would you? Well,
Well,
he just missed him. Okay, that's a touchdown there. That was just high and wild. Like, he's looking, and he sees, oh, I got him, and he just overthrew him. That's not the MVP of the Super Bowl and the regular season. Okay, so that was a key play, because if he makes that one, all of a sudden it's 31-16, and there's a ton of time. There's like 13, 14 minutes left, right? Okay, and then it starts to get dicey. You get one stop, you get the ball back, and all of a sudden it's 31-23. It's a one-score game.
Right?
Okay, so he missed that. So then I look at what he did for the whole game, and this is fascinating to me. He throws for 9 yards in the first quarter. That was shocking to me, and that's when he missed some open, deeper throws. He threw for 58 yards in the second quarter, started to get some rhythm, but that's only 63 total yards at halftime. That's not great. And then in the third quarter, he threw for only 47 yards when it was time to step down on the accelerator, right?
Yes, because, Skip, what they needed to have happen, they needed to come out of the locker room, Skip, and get a touchdown.
They did.
That's what they needed.
Okay, so he has 110 total yards passing through three quarters. Really? And by that point, it's 31-3.
It's over, though.
So guess what he did in the fourth quarter? He threw for, it was 12 of 21 for 156 yards in the fourth quarter and scored 0 points. How do you do that?
Right.
Well, it's because red zone. Tampa's been really tough in the red zone, man. They bow their backs. He could not get the ball in the end zone, and finally Devin White just ended it with the interception, obviously.
Right.
But my point is, 156 of his yards come in the fourth quarter, and you would call those, you have discounted those yards.
Yeah, they're empty calories.
They're
just empty calories, right?
Because it's already 31-9.
Yeah, it don't mean nothing.
Unless you cash that first one, then I'm not impressed.
Right.
And I wasn't impressed all night long. Okay? So I go D, but you go F. So I'll go with your F. I give him an F. I go with Professor Sharp.
I change your mind. Like I said, I believe he's that good. And he missed some throws early. And the thing that he could ill afford was not let Tampa get out and get comfortable. He let them settle in. Brady got settled in. That defense really got settled in. They felt they had keys to, like, okay, this is what they like to do. JPP, front four. Skip, that front four was, think about it. Washington, with a quarterback that was studying online to get an engineering degree, scored more points than Patrick Mahomes in that offense.
Yeah. Taylor Heineke went up and down the field on that defense. He did.
He threw for 300.
Yeah, he did. They moved the football great. But that defense got better and better, and I still think it goes back to the backflip. There was raw emotion played by the defense last night because they did not want to get embarrassed by Tyreek again.
Todd put them in some great situations.
He
said, hey, go hunting. That's what Wade Phillips, you know, you can play one coverage skill, but you got four guys that can just go get home.
Yep.
But I'm not surprised because, remember, Von Miller won the Super Bowl MVP going against Mike Remmers. He was the right tackle at Carolina. People forget that. He was the right tackle.
He was.
So Shaq Barrett was on that team, even though Shaq was a special teams player. He's like, oh, okay, guys, we can have our way with him.
Yep, I agree. Last quick point about Patrick Mahomes. This is just my two cents from a distance. He's going to have to play a little more conventionally going forward to be the star that everybody thinks he's going to be.
He's going to be right back next year in the Super Bowl.
Want to bet? You owe me 9 cases now.
I'm going to get it back.
Two games.
9 cases?
Did you see what happened Saturday night?
No.
You ain't see old GOAT? Uh-uh. That was a little precursor.
Oh, wait.
He gave
a
little precursor, old GOAT.
When he came up empty in the fourth quarter and the first overtime,
What about the three, Skip? Huh? You see the three he did on Plumlee?
Yeah, after the game was over.
He said, give me a Plumlee. I got something for you.
He was being guarded by Mason Plumlee, and you're going to gloat about that?
No mercy.
Tampa Bay versus Kansas City.
Gronkowski, he's going to score a touchdown. Holy guacamole. Rob Gronkowski's got two today. Is it a touchdown? Yes. Tony L. Brown. Leonard Fournette takes it to the house.
Leonard Fournette, Tom Brady. Geez, he's got his seventh ring, guys, after completing 21 of 29 passes for just over 200 yards and three touchdowns without a pick. Brady was also able to avoid all but one sack in the 31-9 win. So, Shannon, you're up first. Please give Brady a letter grade.
Can't wait.
For his performance at Super Bowl win
last. Yeah, but this is an individual test. We're not talking about what he did in the regular season. It's not talking about what he did in the playoffs. We're talking about this with the Nets Super Bowl. Mm. Each playoff game is an individual test. Mm. And in this test, I gave him an A.
You did.
He
shocked me again.
Skip, he was not asked to make difficult throws. If you look at it, he only had two throws where he had to put the ball in the tight windows. And you said he's one of the better throw of tight window throws. Mm-hmm. He was only asked to put the ball into two tight window throws. Mahomes, on the other hand, had 10 such throws.
Yep.
And so when you look at it from that point, Skip, the thing is that Tom Brady does that. He makes very good decisions. It's like, okay, y'all want to take this away? Okay, Gronk, get your six. Mm-hmm. Okay, Cameron Brink, here's yours. Leonard Fournette, I need you right now. Boom.
Yep.
So it's no hesitation. He doesn't have to force feed. And I thought what Mahomes tried to do early, Skip, he did. He tried to get Mecole Hardman involved.
He
tried to get other guys involved because they were doubling. They were taking some of the big guns away, Kelce and Tyreek. But the moment was too big for him. You could see the moment was too big for Mecole Hardman because he didn't realize what was going on out there. So I gave Brady an A. The play action was working to perfection. Mm-hmm. They could run the ball with Roe Jones. They could run the ball with Leonard Fournette. And so now you can run the football just a little, the slightest of play action.
Mm.
And you get Gronk on the slide right wide open.
Mm.
You get AB, you know, you get plays, guys making plays, Evans, wide open on the over route.
Mm.
So, Skip, I gave him an A. He was 21 or 29. No, he didn't throw for 300 yards. He had barely over 200.
Mm.
But that was the cleanest. I mean, I was shocked. They put a stat up and said he had two incompletions back-to-back. The first time all night, but at that point in time, hell, he was 20 or 26 at that point before he had two straight incompletions.
Yep.
So by that time, he had aced it. He was just sitting in there because he didn't want the teacher to think like he knew everything. He had finished the test long time ago.
Mm.
Skip, you know, sometimes you're in class, you know the answer, you don't finish the test, and you just sit there, you just feeling around because you don't want the teacher to think that, you know what, he think he know everything. But I was finished 15 minutes ago, lady.
I don't know that feeling. I made a lot of A's in my time, but I was overachieving. I was grinding to the buzzer.
Well, there were some classes. There were some classes, my government classes, my poli sci classes, Skip, that I was like, yeah, I felt real comfortable with this. But I'm just going to sit here. I've been done a minute, guys.
So, will wonders never cease on this show?
Well, whatever.
My man Shannon Sharp just gave Patrick Mahomes an F. Mm-hmm. And my man, Tom Brady, an A for their Super Bowl performances.
I would tell you like I tell you what you say, I gave Dak an F. No, he earned that F. He earned it. Okay. Mahomes earned that F, and Brady earned that A.
Okay. Well, you have one-upped me again. I gave my guy, Tom Brady, a very objective A- for his performance because I thought he missed three or four throws with overthrows that he doesn't always miss.
You're going to be cautious, Skip, in a game like this.
Okay, it's just a little over. He even threw to the fourth string tight end. Remember the kid Hudson?
Yes,
He's in the end zone, and he's got a step.
4-7, right,
And it missed just by 6 inches off his fingertips, and it was a bit of an overthrow. I just don't know if the kid could have made the play.
Right.
It was just a little long.
Yeah.
And he was a little long on the two Mike Evans throws that got flagged.
Right.
And again, could have gone either way.
He had one to Chris Godwin that Chris Godwin caught, but he ended up being out of bounds.
A little too far. Yeah. Just a touch too far, and Chris couldn't get his feet down in time. Running backwards, basically. Okay, so just for those, I'm going to go A-. But I believe that Tom Brady is not getting enough credit for what he did in mere presence last night because he led that team from start to finish.
Yes.
Body language, calls changed at the line of scrimmage. And I give him part of the A- I give him is for getting in Honey Badger's face. I think his team needed that. His team needed to see Psycho Tom come out. And again, I thought he deserved a flag for it just as Honey Badger got the flag. But it's one of those message incidents where your teammates are saying, the 43-year-old did that?
Skip, do you realize the four pressures that he had on him last night was the fewest of any of his Super Bowls previously.
Okay.
Four times was the least he had been pressured in all of the Super Bowls.
Which was why, for the first time in seven, he did not need a game-winning drive in the fourth quarter overtime. This was a butt-kicking. This was a blowout. The game-winning drive, I don't know which one you want to call it. Maybe it's the one at the end of the half that puts him up 21-6.
Right.
But the point is, it came much earlier than the fourth quarter.
And the game was cut, Skip, because it was a blowout, the game was really never close. I thought I was going to get one of the greatest games in Super Bowl history. But the game was kind of anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I picked the Chiefs, but that's not why it was like the Chiefs could do nothing. It was a lot, you know, the penalties, you know, I was like, more laundry on the field. And it was like, Skip, this is the first time that we had a Super Bowl MVP, regular season MVP, playing against each other.
Okay, but what was your concern for Tom Brady? What led you to pick Mahomes and the Chiefs with all your might were three interceptions thrown at Lambeau Field in the third quarter.
I felt that they could get some pressure, but Skip, I didn't know the Spags was going to go completely away from the pressure that he did. Skip, like, Todd Bowles went away from what he did. Spags went totally away. He had the pressure one time.
Right.
And then you cannot let Tom Brady get comfortable, Skip.
Okay.
You know that.
So in the Super Bowl game, he didn't put up spectacular numbers, but he threw for a grand total of zero interceptions.
Right.
One got negated by the holding.
And three touchdowns.
But the point was, even the interception Honey Badger did get that got nullified, it was a tip ball. It just got tipped up in the air. And I didn't see him put the ball in harm's way after that.
And that's why I gave him, I know you talk about some of those throws, but that's what Tom is normally really, really cautious in a game of this magnitude because he realizes, Skip, turnovers, you pay a premium. He realized because he saw in 28-6, 28-3, the turnover turned this thing around. When Hightower got that strip sack on Matt Ryan, that turned everything around. So Tom knows that if I take care of the ball, there's a great chance this team, the way they're playing, they're not beating us tonight.
I'm not going to force the ball to Mike Evans. I'm not going to force it to Chris Godwin. One catch for 31, two for nine.
Right.
I'll take whatever they give me, and I will pick them to pieces, and I'll do so cleanly. Thank you very much.
He did.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to The Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.